Well, in the 5 weeks since Federal Parliament last sat, the weakening economy has made constant headlines. And with MPs and senators now back in Canberra, the opposition is accusing the government of having no plan to deal with the alarm bells that economists are ringing. It's a bid by Labor under Anthony Albanese to carve out its role after its election defeat. But the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is reminding his opponents that voters rejected Labor's economic plans at the election. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
There's been a slew of dispiriting economic data out over the winter break. Now that Parliament's back, Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers was asking the government how bad things really are.
Can the Treasurer confirm that on his watch, Australia is experiencing the slowest annual economic growth since the global financial crisis?
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is clearly not one for such comparisons.
Mr. Speaker, I can confirm on our watch that the Australian economy continues to grow, Mr. Speaker.
And he quickly recited a range of economic pluses achieved under the coalition government.
A record number of Australians are now in work. Workforce participation is at a record high. The gender pay gap has closed. And the budget is coming back to surplus for the first time in more than a decade, Mr. Speaker.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, chimed in saying such data was evidence that the Coalition's plan for the economy is working.
And Australians agreed, Mr. Speaker. Australians endorsed that plan and they endorsed the re-election of the government and they rejected yet another Labor experiment of tax and spend.
Mr. Chalmers returned the debate to the latest post-election data.
Can the Treasurer confirm that the Australian economy is growing substantially slower than forecast in his budget just 5 months ago?
When it comes to nominal GDP, it is growing above the budget forecast. Above the budget forecast.
The member for Rankin.
5.3%, and the budget forecast was 5.5%, Mr. Speaker.
After Labor objected, Mr. Frydenberg eventually confirmed, in less enthusiastic terms, the substance of Mr. Chalmers' question.
On year average terms, the economy grew at 1.9% for 2018-19. The budget forecast was 2.25%, Mr. Speaker.
With his shadow treasurer done with the softening up, it was then the opposition leader Anthony Albanese's turn to step up.
After more than 6 years of this government, when growth is the slowest it has been in a decade, wages are stagnant, consumption is weak, household debt is at record highs, and productivity has actually gone backwards over the last year, why does the Prime Minister spend all of his time talking about Labor and none of his time coming up with a plan to turn the economy around?
Yeah. If Prime Minister Scott Morrison sensed a trap in that question, he did nothing to avoid it.
People are not only earning more, they're getting to keep more of what they earn, and we want them to earn more in the future. But you won't get higher wages with higher taxes. That's what the Labor Party never understands.
Manager of Opposition Business, Tony Burke, pounced.
He couldn't even get to 45 seconds before he started talking about Labor. The question's asking him what's his plan. He's meant to be running an economy.
The Manager of Opposition Business, Tony Burke, with Parliament back. Tom Eagledon reporting.